It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
That was the most important win of the season for the New York Yankees. There's no doubt about it. In a game where Max Fried and Tyler Molly went at it, put up zeros, the bullpen was decent besides a couple solo home runs. The defense by the Yankees was pretty superb, let's be honest, especially late innings with Lombard Jr. and Garcia Jr. making some crazy catches. I mean, it was a great game played, but one that the Yankees had to win. And in the ninth inning, Rozel Iglesias gave them a victory as he completely proved why he's not a big-time closer, and he's been proving that for years. But the Yankees were able to put together good at-bats, get on base, Ben Rice with a huge hit, which sent the game to extra innings and then eventually walk it off in the 10th. And it is and was extremely important for the Yankees to win that game, because if not, it would have been the first time that the Red Sox were ahead of the Yankees, I believe, all season. As the Red Sox now have done the unthinkable and have won 30 out of 35 games, they are continuously destroying their opponents. And it's not like they did something miraculous at the trade deadline where it's like, oh, the Red Sox are over the top now and scary. No, they didn't do anything too crazy, but they're just winning. All they do is win. And it's not these tight games which the Yankees are winning. They're not winning 3-2 ball games. They're not winning these shutout games. They're pummeling teams. They're doing their job pitching. They have great starting pitching. And then they just have monstrous offensive outputs, which is something the Yankees are lacking right now. And at the trade deadline, everyone begged and screamed, yelled, hollered from every single bridge, every mountain, you name it, from every stadium, from every household. Doesn't make a difference, from the radio stations to the microphones to wherever. You need more offense. You need a shortstop. You need a catcher. Well, first of all, Austin Wells, not saying he's now back in any shape or form, but he did have a big hit today. Did have a huge at-bat in this game today. Hit in a big spot. And then George Lombard Jr. You know, we've been screaming for it all season long. You need to get a shortstop. Jose Caballero wasn't it. Better than Anthony Volpe, sure. But Jose Caballero and Anthony Volpe were not the shortstops for this team. You needed to upgrade. And they upgraded by George Lombard Jr. And now listen, is George Lombard Jr. perfect? Has he been phenomenal? Has he been everything that you wanted, you know, and reminds you of Derek Jeter? No. Listen, he gets a home run in his debut. He's had a couple hits. That's all good. How long is that going to last? Who knows? Maybe he goes cold. Maybe it's just, you know, early success, whatever. But the fact is, his defense has improved that position thoroughly. And you could see the confidence every single game. You could see him make basic plays. You could see him make difficult plays. It's not difficult for him. He makes every play look easy. Not telling you he's perfect. I'm not telling you he's going to be, the next Derek Jeter. I'm not telling you that. But what I am telling you is he's comfortable at that position. And that is a step up from what the Yankees have had there since Didi Gregorius. Not for nothing. Didi Gregorius was someone who I felt was a solid shortstop. Held the position well. But since then, whether it was Gleyber Torres, whether it was Caballero, Volpe, you name it, who's ever played that shortstop position for the Yankees, it's been a little shaky. And at least for now, George Lombard Jr. is holding down the fort. So that's one less thing you have to worry about on defense. Offense, though, this is not enough. You can't get two runs in nine innings every game. And the way that the Red Sox are playing right now, you have to hope and expect that whether it's Stanton, whether it's Bellinger, and hopefully Judge eventually all come back and contribute to this team with a major abundance of offense, because that is what's missing right now. The defense is not terrible. I can't even complain about the defense. Yeah, there's woes here and there. But I watch the Mets. These woes are not compared to the woes of the Mets. But the offense needs to get going. And at the moment, Trent Grisham, at the moment, Spencer Jones, at the moment, you name it. Whether it's Caballero, whether it's Ryan McMahon, Austin Wells, those bats just aren't doing it enough right now. And you need Aaron Judge back in this lineup. You need Cody Bellinger back in this lineup just to add a little bit more life. It was a good victory. It was the best victory, I think, of the season so far because of the urgency. Because the importance of, you don't want to allow the Red Sox to get ahead of you. You don't want to start having to chase two teams now rather than just one. Listen, the Rays win again. The Rays are unstoppable. I mean, I just don't know how they do it. I know how they do it. Great pitching and timely home runs. The Yankees didn't have a timely home run today. They actually got extra base hits that didn't go out of the ballpark, which is shocking. But the Rays do it with an unbelievable bullpen, with great starting pitching, and with a couple bats that could produce. And that's basically what the Yankees have right now, but the Rays are doing it better. But if the Yankees want to compete with both the Rays and the Red Sox, they need their offensive pieces back. And you got good news this week from regarding Judge, because definitely sounds like he's returning. It's not going to be a season-ending injury, which is something that for not all Yankee fans, but I know some of them were concerned he wasn't going to come back at all. So that's good news. But again, how soon is he going to be back? If he comes back the last 2 weeks of the season, is that enough time to get revved up for the playoffs? Are the Yankees going to be in a spot to be in the playoffs? Now, listen, the wild card is still in with no doubt. I mean, I don't want to say no doubt because you just never know, but I think they're seven games above the last place wild card. So still in a good position. So that's something that it's not a concern at the moment, but you never know, especially because they're playing tougher teams. You know, later today, it's Gerrit Cole versus Chris Sale. That's not an easy matchup. And with this anemic offense, who had an issue with Tyler Molly, I don't expect them to go and crush Chris Sale. I expect another low-scoring game. And Gerrit Cole, he's going to have to go toe-to-toe with him. And not saying Cole can't, but I just don't know if he's going to be able to go as deep in the game as the Yankees need him to. And then this turns into another wear and tear on the Yankee bullpen, which is what's been going on. The Yankee bullpen is not bad. The Yankee bullpen is taxed. That's the issue with the bullpen. They're taxed. They're being used too much, too often, in close games. Everything is a big situation. You can't allow any sort of mistake. Feels like the playoffs, but we are August 8th. A little different. Still got 2 months to go. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. But again, 30 and 5, the last 35 games for the Red Sox. Think about that. Who are on the heels of the Yankees. They are a half a game behind the Yankees. 30 and 5. If I told you the Mets could go 39 and 6, which is an absurd number. If the Mets could do that, they could hit 90 wins. I don't think they're going to go on a run like that. I don't think anybody, I don't think they believe they can go on a run like that. But the Red Sox were a team that was a dumpster fire. They fired Alex Cora. They were talking about how they were probably going to have to fire the GM and the crap show that's been going on in Boston, how bad it is, whether it's Wilson Contreras, Jalen Duran, you name it, Jaron Duran, you name it. It just was awful. The fact that they had to get rid of Devers a year or two ago because he was a headache for the team. And yet, this team, the Boston Red Sox, are 64 and 51 after going 30 and 5 in their last 35 games. If the Mets, who I'm not telling you it's going to happen, I don't think it's going to come close to it. But right now, they have a 4-game winning streak. Right now, they're playing no one gives an F type of baseball, which happened 2 years ago in 2024. If somehow the Mets go 39-6, not happening. But if they did, that's 90 wins. That's a 90-win season. That is the magic number. And if you really want to think about it, and I hate to do this, because I hate and despise David Stern so much right now. What he did to the Mets, how he ruined this franchise, I can't stand it. But just hear me out for 1 second, maybe 30 seconds. What did the Mets do at the trade deadline? They got rid of a fourth outfielder in Tyrone Taylor. They got rid of a starting pitcher who had been injured for months and wasn't even sure if he was going to come back and pitch this year in Clay Holmes. And then they offloaded their entire bullpen. Now, David Stern's vision was not, hey, just get us to the bullpen and we'll win, 90 games. It was, we have an offense that can compete. We have a defense that can compete. We have great starting pitching. We have this, that. Oh, sorry, they got rid of Freddy Peralta too, who, by the way, was an utter embarrassment. I mean, his first game in Tampa Bay, basically was like he was pitching with the Mets still. Give him 7 runs in 3 innings. So let's think about this. David Stearns is playing a fast one on everybody. They didn't strip down this team. He kept it the same way it was at the beginning of the season. Lou Bob is back. Yes, now the additions with Carson Benj and A.J. Ewing, okay, fine. Well, Carson Benj was there, but A.J. Ewing is here, okay, fine. Jorge Polanco is in the lineup now. You got Marcus Semien at second base, Francisco Lindor at shortstop. You got Bo Bichette at third base. You got Francisco Alvarez at catcher. That's his team. That's what he wanted to build. That's who he thought was going to go out and win them the division and get them in the playoffs. So, no matter how much of a hater I am of this team right now, and I am, if David Stearns believed at the start of the season the team he put together was a playoff-bound team and good enough to get to the playoffs and good enough to make a run. The last 2 months, everyone's healthy besides Juan Soto. Why can't they go 39-6? Why can't they be the Boston Red Sox? I don't think they're that good. I don't think they're that well together, put well together. I don't think that it's a team that's gelling for many different reasons. I think that the pitching is still suspect at best. But then look at the bullpen. The new bullpen he put together, it's fine. I know, and the last couple innings were a little rough last night in Pittsburgh, but they were up 6-0. Bullpen goes in, and they keep it up until the eighth and ninth inning, and they allow the Pirates to score 4 runs. Okay, fine, it comes back, but they still win 6-4. But they were putting up runs. Carson Bench did get hurt. Now his wrist is negative. He ran to the wall, made a great catch, but ran to the wall, hurt his wrist, had to leave the game, but looks like the x-rays are negative. So if he's still healthy and back in that lineup, he's been getting on fire lately. Between him, Torrens has played well as a backup catcher. I mean, not for nothing. If they were ever going to shock the world, and remember, you know who's back with the team now? Now he's not playing, but he's back with the franchise. JD Martinez. We got nothing to lose in 2024. We suck. So whatever, just go out and have fun. It's not going to change anything. We suck. And if we don't, great. Well, the Mets have 45 games to get it together. And it doesn't make a difference on if you go 39-6. It doesn't make a difference what other teams do. And I know a lot of people saying, oh, well, it doesn't take, you don't need 90 wins to get into the playoff. You know, just get 84, maybe 85 wins. But let's put a stop to that. What I'm trying to tell you is, if you want to win, you can't go and just try to scrape in. You got to attack it. You got to go for the whole thing. Get me 90 wins. Leave a no doubter. Don't go and fight tooth and nail to lose by a game, because there's no guarantee that 84, 85, or 86 wins gets you into the playoffs. There's no guarantee of that. Right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks are, 62 and 55, I think, is their record or something like that. I think they're the last place wildcard team. Don't make it be close. Make it dominant. That's what this Met team was supposed to be. They were supposed to be a dominant team. They're supposed to be 90-plus wins. So go out there and do it. Go out there and pull the major league from the movies, where you got every win you pull off a piece of the dress from the owner. In this case, it'll be David Stearns. And you pull off a little bit of the suit or his polo shirt, whatever he's rocking in the picture. And I hope at the end of the day, when the last piece comes off, he's rocking a Speedo. And we could all laugh. That we, Mets fans, thought that this was going to be a terrible season. But no, they pulled off the unthinkable, which is not going to happen. It's not. But there's still a chance. It's Dumb and Dumber. There's still a chance. 888-808-1019. So we got a lot to get into in a very short amount of time. And then Danielle McCartan takes over at 2. She's here. She's ready. She's foaming at the mouth to get on because she wants to talk about what a game, what a ride of emotions for Yankees fans as they walk it off on Friday night into Saturday morning in a 3-2 victory in extra innings. All right, 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman on the Fan with you for another 20 or so minutes up until Danielle McCartan, 888-808-1019. And there is something that I've never seen this before, and I have to talk about it, so we'll bring it up after the break. I've seen a lot of dumb things in sports. I've never seen this. So we'll come out with something, the dumbest thing I've saw during the day yesterday in baseball. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN.